This episode is brought to you by Benton Integrative Medicine, a concierge membership-based medical practice offering direct primary care, functional medicine, hormone and sexual health, and wellness and vitality programs.
At Benton Integrative Medicine, they look beyond symptoms to uncover root cause solutions, helping patients restore balance, energy, and well-being through a comprehensive and personalized approach.
Their team believes in medical freedom, informed choice, and patient autonomy, empowering you to take charge of your health with a trusted partner by your side. Learn more at bentonintegrative.com and discover how integrative care can help you thrive, body, mind, and soul.
Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we've found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the Podcast Substack for more information.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Think the Podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today we are so excited to welcome
and Andy.
And Andy. We are so happy to have CEO Andy Schoonover back with us today. If insurance, health insurance is on your mind, this is the episode to listen to. Share it with everyone you know that is realizing that insurance, these are my words, not Andy's, might be a scam and it's not adequate and it's not really helping you live your best, healthiest life. We'll get into it. There are options, guys, and there are really great options that are more aligned with probably, if you're like us, your health and wellness goals and giving you that peace of mind that should the worst things happen, you've got a community and a place to go to get help, but you're not going to break the bank month over month, spending money on insurance that isn't even covering what you need when you finally have to cash in and use it. And so Andy Schoonover, he created CrowdHealth. We met Andy. We just realized it's been over 2 years, Andy, since we've had this conversation, which is crazy. I think we talked to you kind of early on in the CrowdHealth days, and we realized that back in July, you said there were, July 2023, you said there were 3,000 members or customers of CrowdHealth. And today you're at what?
We're at 16,000. So a little bit of growth over the last few years, for sure.
Well, in fact, Andy's so busy, we're squeezing in this time with him today because he's actually got to go to work because they are so busy helping people learn about crowd health, get connected to crowd health, use crowd health. And guys, just as supporters and lovers of crowd health, one of the things I love following Andy is that he will, and crowd health as well, will share stories, the stories of people and what it looks like to be a member of this community. And what a lot, one of the things that I was telling Andy is that I'm excited to watch more and more people find you and hear that, you know, it's working for them. And so let's just back up for a minute. For those who haven't heard about crowd health, Andy, I know you've shared this before, but can you just recap really quickly why you started crowd health and what it does?
Yeah. So this is my second healthcare company. I kind of swore after the first one I wasn't going to do it again just because all the crazy bureaucracy and administrative stuff. But I sold my company, and so I didn't have health insurance because most of us get health insurance through our employers. And so I had to go to the Obamacare plan because I thought it was my only other option. So I did that. I think it was something like $1,100 or $1,200 for me, my wife, and my two girls. And I kind of joked. You know, it worked until I had to use it. My little one, who was one at the time, was having recurring ear infections. So we went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, who said she's got a hole in her eardrum. Wasn't that big of a deal. You know, 15-minute procedure, we could get it fixed. And so we went in network. We did everything right. And I got the bill from the hospital, and it was $8,000. And I was just like, wow, $8,000 for a 15-minute procedure. Like, that seems nuts to me. But we were at the end of the year. We had made it through a decent chunk of our deductible. And so I was like, okay, well, this is what health insurance is for. You know, like, thank goodness we have health insurance. A few weeks after that, I got a note from my health insurance company that said it was medically unnecessary. And so they weren't going to pay for it. And so I went through two rounds of appeals. I'm just like, my daughter has a hole in her eardrum. How can this not be like medically necessary? I don't understand. And at the end of the day, they're like, nope, we're not paying for it. So I had to stroke an $8,000 check to get this procedure paid. And I was ticked, as you can probably imagine. And it was at that point where I, you know, called my health insurance company and I said, I quit. Like, I'm done with health insurance. I'm tired of this. And so I went to my wife and I was like, so we are, we're uninsured. And she's kind of like, looks at me like, what? Excuse me? You know, my wife is fairly risk averse. And so, you know, she was a little bit like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. You know, she's like, okay. And so I realized that if you can pay your doctors directly, they were actually giving you way better rates. And so we started paying for our pediatric visits, you know, directly. And we started paying for all these procedures directly. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you a 40 or 50 or sometimes 60% discount if you pay us directly. So they don't have to then go and bill the health insurance plan. And you know, they get their money right away. They don't have to fight to get paid. All the administrative costs, you know, are removed. And so they're willing to give much better rates. I was like, man, what if we could get a big group of people together who could fund each other so that they could pay directly and they could get away from this health insurance scam. And to steal your words, Holly. and so, you know, we started Crowd Health back in 2021. And, you know, when I talked to you guys, what did we decide? That was 23. Yeah. We had somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 customers, depending upon what time of month it was.
Yeah.
And now we're up to 16,000 customers. We have funded 28,000 bills over the last 4 years. 99.9% of them have gotten funded. And so it's working like incredibly, incredibly well. You know, I looked this year for just because I was curious what the Obamacare plan would be for me. And I think it was something like $1,400 a month. And it was $16,000 or $18,000 of deductible. And depending on what plan you chose. And my family this month is going to pay something like $550 a month. And so, you know, less than half, about a 40% of what I would be paying through Obamacare. And it is totally it's a result of just being able to pay these doctors directly. And as a result, just getting way better prices. So that's a quick history of kind of where we've been. But yeah, we've grown a lot. We're at 16,000 now. We think we'll probably be around 25,000 by the end of the year.
Gosh, so
right after this, I'm jumping on sales calls because we're so slammed that I'm getting on sales calls just to talk to people and tell, and, you know, who are really curious about what's, you know, going on with this crowd health thing. So it's pretty cool.
Well, okay. So I know for people listening, let's talk about the differences in like how insurance works and how crowd health works. Because I do get sure. asked that a lot about when people ask me about crowd health. They're like, okay, so how does it work? Because it is a little different than what mm-hmm. they're used to paying, you know, their the way that the system works. Why don't you just kind of explain the difference?
Sure. So again, the key component here is if our members, if our customers can pay direct, they rip out the middleman. Yeah. And so it's better for them because now they have a direct relationship with the doctor, and it's better for the doctor because the doctor no longer has to, you know, go through all the headaches of billing health insurance. One of the things I've found, I think there was a study that came out maybe a year ago, that was doctors spend somewhere between 16 and 18 hours a week fighting with health insurance plans. So can you imagine, like, you know, in your job, spending 2 days of your job a week just fighting to get paid by your employer, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's what we do, is we're facilitating a direct payment to that doctor. So how does it work, you know, kind of in real life? Let's just say you go to the ER. You'll go to the ER, you'll tell them I'm self-pay. They have to treat you the same way. You can't discriminate based upon insurance status. It's a federal law. They'll send you the bills afterwards, and then you'll get those bills in the mail. Instead of trying to figure out what they are and what they are for and all that kind of stuff, all you have to do is just take a picture of it, upload it to us, and then we do all the work. So we'll consolidate all of those bills. We've got a negotiations team, including attorneys, who will reach out to the hospital to be like, hey, you know, these prices are ridiculous. This bill has errors on it. And so we'll negotiate that bill down. So let's just say it was a $10,000 bill. We'll negotiate that down to say, let's say $5,000. You then will be responsible for, or you will pay the first $500 of that. And then we will go to the community to get the remaining 4,500. So let's just say we ask 45 people for $100. If they say yes, then $100 goes from their account to your account. So at the end of the day, you have their $4,500 plus your $500, and then you can pay the hospital directly for that ER visit. Mm-hmm. And so it's super, super easy. You know, we do all the hard work on our side, and, you know, and we think it's way better than just flopping your card down and then waiting for an explanation of benefits to come. And you're like, what the hell is this explanation of benefits? What does this all mean? We do all that hard work for you. So that's how it works. And then on the giving side, you know, we just send you, I think many of you are actually members. We send you an email once a month that says, hey, we have somebody in the community who needs help. You know, will you help them? And you can say yes or no, and you can actually automate it to say yes every time. But, you know, let's just say there's a family in Texas who's pregnant. Will you help them? And if you say yes, then money will go directly to that family in Texas so that they now have enough money to go and pay for their pregnancy. And so it's really cool to be able to see your dollars go directly to somebody else, as opposed to an insurance plan where you have no idea where how United Healthcare is using that money, right? Probably for the CEO's yacht or something. Right. But you know, this is going directly to somebody else. And just a quick story, and I may have shared this in the last one, but it happens all the time where, you know, our number one expense typically are babies. We just have a lot of people having babies. And I love giving to that. That's like one of my favorite things to give to. But you know, with babies, we also have, unfortunately, miscarriages. And so we send these requests for the expenses associated with the miscarriage out, and you know, inevitably we get, regularly we get, you know, women coming back and be like, man, I dealt with that. I understand what they're going through. I know the pain that they're going through right now. Instead of $100, can I give $200? And it's like amazing to me that you have such a community feel about this, that you really want to help somebody else out in your community with the things that they're going through, as opposed to helping out an insurance company. And so we kind of say we're bringing humanity back to healthcare, or, you know, fund humans, not health insurance. And so you're funding other human beings as opposed to insurance companies.
And you're creating a community around this too. So when you're saying like, we get to help out, we get to help people in their time of need, they get to come back and help us, which is actually a beautiful thing. And really the way humanity should work, right?
It is.
Help your neighbor in need. And then when you need it, it's going to come back to you. But also I love, you have been traveling around the country meeting with what you call your crowdies. so many of your customers, you know, your members that are getting together and getting to talk with you and share, and you're actually building community around this as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about that too?
Yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, I just have fun meeting like our actual customers and like getting their feedback and hearing what they're about and how they use CrowdHealth or they not use CrowdHealth or whatever. And so we do 4 or 5 dinners every year, and I kind of travel to different parts of the country. And we just had one in Tampa, I believe it was last week. As I told you guys, my weeks are so busy, my weeks are kind of coming together. But I was in Tampa last week, and we had somewhere between 60 and 70 of our customers just come in, and somebody drove 4 hours to come to dinner with a bunch of other, you know, CrowdHealth members. And we enjoyed some good steak and had a great conversation, and we were there for 3.5 hours and we darn near shut the place down. So everybody said they just had a great time meeting other people in the community. So we're trying to do this. So we did Tampa, we were doing Vegas in April, we're doing Denver in July, we're doing St. Louis in August. And so we're just trying to kind of go where some of our members, there's a density of population, or there's a conference where a bunch of our members are going to be there already. So, it's a ton of fun to meet people in the community. That's what I think is really just special about this is, you know, I feel like this community idea has gotten diluted a little bit over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, because, you know, a lot of our community is virtual. It's a virtual community. So Isn't it nice to kind of come back together like in real life and you can actually like see the person. And so it's just nice to be able to do that. So, it's cool. It's a cool community. You know, one real quick thing on that community, which I think is super cool. And you guys might have seen this, but we have situations in our community that may be outside the scope of typical like healthcare. And, once a quarter, we send out just a special request. There's no obligation, you know, and we had one, I think it was last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, where one of our CrowdHealth members passed away unexpectedly and left behind a wife and 2 kids. And so we sent something out to the community. And we're just like, hey, you know, we just have somebody in the community who's hurting. You know, would you be willing to step up and help? And again, no obligation. We actually just sent them their Venmo. So it doesn't touch us. We just nothing. Yeah. And we raised like tens of thousands of dollars to help this family. Oh. We had one member step up and say, you know what, like I'm going to pay for this family's CrowdHealth membership for a year, which, you know, ultimately was like $4,000 or $5,000, something like this, just because we can, you know, we need to love our community members well. Yeah. And so it's just really, really neat that we can do things like this. And community is super important to me.
Well, again, I think that's one of the things we have learned, I think, over the last 5 years, the three of us, we've talked a lot about this, is that people need community. Mm-hmm. You know, we were actually built for it. And the fact that you're using a solution to healthcare as a means to actually create that community, I think that's also a really precious thing as well. And let's be honest, we all know if you're dealing with a medical crisis, having people come alongside you to help you, you know, having a community you can kind of tap into. I mean, I've even seen you guys put out like, this family is dealing with a cancer diagnosis, send your prayers, your good thoughts, your good vibes to this family. Like that's a beautiful thing. Right. And I think that you are really onto something, Andy. And I watched this firsthand, and I know Kristen can speak to this, but in the last few years, our son Bennett got hurt in a soccer game. Someone fell on his neck. There was a noise. The school thought we need to have him checked out. It is weird. You know, it's like one of those injuries that are not sure what's going on. Anyway, goes to the big hospital here in Raleigh for 5 hours. Let's say via ambulance, by the way, because they didn't want him to move. So there's an ambulance cost. We take them, you guys, 5 hours. They did an x-ray and I think a CAT scan. I guess it's MRI, the third thing they would probably do, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Finally, after 2 things were clear, my husband goes, stop. I don't want an MRI. He can feel everything. He acts completely normal. These scans are clear. And of course the doctors come in and fearmonger. Well, there's always an outside chance of this, this, and this. And my husband, gut feeling, he's fine. I'm taking him home. So without that, 5 hours, 2 tests, and an ambulance ride, $30,000 bill. My husband says to the hospital, you'll never get that money from us. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. You will not get that money from us. And Andy, we had learned from you, like, no, we're cash payers. Guys, that bill came down to $12,000. he eventually gets it down even lower. My husband is a bulldog, but it was like, you know, but what I love about Crowd Health is that you guys would come in and actually now help us negotiate that. So when you talk about the stress of dealing with all those phone calls, you have a team that aids us in that as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll do all that hard work for you. And yeah. I think the other cool thing about this too, and one of the things I found out after I got denied my bill is that like, there's 250,000 families every year that go bankrupt due to a medical event, even though they have health insurance. And so a lot of this comes from deductibles. And so if you're, you know, this is a pretty benign thing. Your son happens. It's, you know, we all have kids. They're all playing sports. All this stuff happens. It could happen to anybody. But the last thing we want you to worry about when you go into the hospital is like, oh my gosh, I have a $10,000 deductible now that I got to go figure out. And so, you know, for us, our members, they pay the first 500 and everybody can come up with 500 bucks. You can figure out how to come up with 500 bucks. And so one of the things that we were doing is like, how do we keep people from going into, you know, financial turmoil because of a healthcare event? And so, you know, for your son, it would have been, you guys would have had five, you know, it would have been 500 bucks for you. We'd send the rest to the community, you'd get the money and then you would pay the hospital directly. And it's just easier. And we do all that hard work for you. Like I said, we have an attorney on our team. So when an attorney calls the hospital, there's a little bit of a different response.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, especially when there's errors on the bill and things like that. So they will pay attention when an attorney calls. So that's the way that we work. We're trying to make, and the other thing too is, you know, especially if you're going through a big medical event, like when something big happens, what do everybody say? They say, no, we got to go fight with the health insurance company to get this thing paid. Whereas we want to be like, no, we want to fight with you against the medical industrial complex to get this bill down to something reasonable. And then we as a community will come behind you and help you get it paid. So it's just a totally different dynamic that I think is, you know, like I said, I think health insurance companies suck the humanity out of people. And especially in your time of need, like that's the last thing you need to deal with is fighting with a health insurance company while you're trying to recover from, you know, something traumatic.
Yeah. So, and I would just wanted to like just insert my little story here too, just the comparison, the pre-Crowd Health and having Crowd Health, both of course with my my youngest son. He's like the cat with nine lives, you know. I mean,
those boys.
Just praying for him and us all the time. But he had a broken, dislocated arm several years ago. I can't even remember how many years ago. And you know, he had two surgeries and like this is at a hospital that I worked at. So we even had a quote discount. And even with insurance, even after insurance paying, I came out of pocket more than $8,000. That's with insurance covering that. That's after like, and that doesn't even count all the monthly payments of insurance we were paying. That's just what insurance covered. Fast forward or whatever to the January of this year, that sweet young son broke his leg, had a tibia fracture while we were skiing day two of our trip. And what I love, I will tell you, this was the first time I had like a kind of major event while having Crowd Health, because up until this point, I've just been using it for just the normal, hey, our health and wellness visit, you know, just the typical whatever. And they've been wonderful. And I was like, oh God, now what? It's like, I've heard Andy, I've seen all the things, I've watched what we're supposed to do, but I'm like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And I wasn't texting Andy. I'm sure he's grateful for that. But I had an advocate. They give you like, it's very easy on the app. If you need to get in touch with them or ask them questions, it's very simple to do. And if I can figure it out, anybody can. But they kind of taught me through, helped me. It was very simple. And y'all, just like what Andy said, I only paid $500. All I had to do was just tell them we were self-pay. Didn't have to pay anything. I took pictures of every single bill, submitted them, and that's what they did. And actually what I love is like, they're actually sometimes instead of like crediting, they're like submitting or crediting it to our crowdfunding now. Like, right. Or no, that's when we get the discount. Like if we get the credit, right? Yeah. Okay. But either way, I loved that. I was like, here I am having this experience and only paid $500. And before I had insurance and paid $8,000 or more.
No skiing for your family this winter, please. Oh. All right, with you.
You know, I even said before I left, I was like, I hope nobody breaks anything.
I mean, I think the care advocate thing is really important, because one of the things I hated when I was going through the thing with my daughter is, like, I would call the health insurance plan. I would be, you know, put on hold for 20 minutes, and then I would talk to somebody in India, and then they wouldn't be able to help me. And then I would be pumped, you know, punted to somebody else. I had to wait for 20 more minutes. And it's just like, I feel like their jobs, I mean, is like to not have you figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, you know, like, how do we delay, you know, deny or whatever, you know, as long as possible. And so it's like, I hated that part. And so when I started CrowdHealth, I was like, I want all of our members to have an individual in which they can lean on internally if something happens. And that's so right. You get a care advocate, Kristen, I don't know who your care advocate is, but, you know, you have a person internally that you can talk to. Whenever you have something big going, you can text, you can call, you can email. And so it's just super easy to do it that way. And that person then is accountable for taking really good care of you. Whereas if you have a big call center, there's no accountability there. And so I think it's a totally different, you know, way of doing things.
I love it. And I think too, like you said, Andy, and I hear this all the time, people say they literally are just trying to wear you out. So that you finally just go fine. And then, you know, so to try to actually get anything to be fair or right, a lot of times with these companies, it is just such arduous work that people give up and they get tired and they quit. And they're like, okay, it is what it is, you know? And I think that's an important piece. Now, one thing I love about you too, Andy, is that you guys believe in holistic care. You believe in that naturopathic doctors, they're not all quacks by any stretch. And in fact, you guys actually encourage us to seek that kind of care, right? Because what you really want is all of us to be metabolically healthy, because when we're all metabolically healthy as a community, the better it is for ourselves and all of us. But talk a little bit about how you're incentivizing that and how you reward that with CrowdHealth.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two things there. One is, you know, our current system is set up so that the doctors only get, you know, 7 or 8 minutes with you. And it's like, you can't talk about lifestyle choices and working out and what you're eating and how you're sleeping and, you know, what's going on with your mental health. Like, there's some things there too that people, you know, can really get into. And so we love the fact that people will go to, you know, alternative types of medicine, integrative, holistic, naturopathic, whatever your preference is. And so those things are eligible for funding, especially when you have a big health event. We want you to take care of things. So we have a lot of people who do, you know, acupuncture and chiropractic and things like that when something big comes up and they need to look for kind of non-allopathic routes. So you have a care advocate. If there's any question on, like, hey, is this eligible or not eligible, all you have to do is just reach out to him or her. Kristen, I just looked up, you have Taryn, and Taryn is amazing. She's awesome. So yeah, that's how that works. And then, you know, ultimately what we want is, it's just, this is not just about prices. I don't think our health system is totally broken just because prices. Yes, that is a huge component, but there's also a component where we are sick as a society.
Yes.
88% is the last number that I saw of us are metabolically unhealthy. And so, like, how do you get people to start thinking about how their body operates and starting collecting the data to understand how their body operates? And so one of the things that we do is we call it a longevity discount. And we call it the longevity discount because, you know, I tell my team, and I've probably said it publicly too, where, you know, I ultimately want our members to be, you know, 80 years old playing soccer out in the backyard with their grandkids.
Yes. Right?
Like, that's thriving to me. And they can save some money along the way, which is awesome. But, like, how do you really get people to understand that the fact that what we're doing in our 30s, 40s, and 50s are going to impact how we live in our 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s?
That's right.
It's like what we're doing now is going to impact us in 2 or 3 decades. And so, our longevity program is, we ask you, if you want to, this is totally optional. There are 3 tests you can take to get a pretty good understanding of how metabolically healthy you are. As they're proxies, but they're pretty good indicators. One is your fasting insulin. You know, how much insulin is hanging out in your blood when you're not eating anything. That's a pretty good indicator of metabolic health. The second is a visceral fat. So this is not really the fat around your waist. It's the fat that's hanging out inside, you know, between your organs and is really impacting your organs' ability to operate effectively. And then the third is high sensitivity C-reactive protein, which is basically, it measures the amount of inflammation that's going on in your body. And so if you take those 3 tests and you're kind of in the top quartile, then you get a discount for CrowdHealth. If you if you successfully pass one of them, you get a 10% discount. If you pass two of them, you get a 20% discount. And so we think that, you know, if you think about, you know, car insurance, you get this good driver discount. Like the good drivers pay less than the non-good drivers.
Yeah.
Well, we want the good drivers of your body to be, get, you know, have to pay less than the bad drivers. And we want to incentivize people to get some of these measurements, some of these biomarkers, so that they start understanding, you know, how their body operates. And so if you don't make it this year, that's okay. At least you have a baseline so you can say, okay, what do I need to do next year, you know, over the next 12 months to make this better? And so that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is get people to understand how their body operates a little bit better, so that, like I said, you know, people can live thriving lives when they're in their, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah. And don't you, it doesn't every member, just refresh my memory on this too, Andy, I think you get a certain credit towards a doctor's visit every year, and you will allow us to use it for our naturopathic doctors. Whereas with many insurance companies, you know, obviously those naturopathic doctors, I don't think people understand. A lot of times they're not partnering with the insurance companies because that's who's controlling what they're allowed to do for you, right? And so you're saying, hey, if you want to see your naturopathic doctor for whatever, you get this credit towards one visit a year. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So we just call it our wellness visit. And so I mentioned earlier that every health event, you pay the first $500.
Right.
There's two caveats to that. One is pregnancies, and that's $3,000. You know, most of the time that's pretty, you know, what you're getting into. So, you know, you should pay a little bit more for that. I think we know how that all works. And then the other one is a wellness visit. So basically you can use it for anything preventative. So if it's going and seeing your naturopathic doc, I use it for labs. So I just get my kind of a full set of labs every year. I do it twice a year, actually, but one of those are fully funded by the community. And so it's up to $300 per person per year you can use on a wellness visit. Now, some of your naturopathic, I go to an integrative doc, it's a little bit more than $300, but the first $300 of that is eligible for funding. And so it'll let you offset it. And so that's kind of the way that operates. But again, we want people to, you know, be taking care of their bodies. You know, we as a society, as a country, you know, have about a 50% higher obesity rate than the average, you know, OECD countries. And so, you know, if we were able to bring that down, our health insurance, our healthcare system would kind of heal itself. By us healing, the healthcare system would heal. And so we're just trying to get people to like understand some of these things. And I think education is a key component of this. So, that's the way that why we do that.
I love that. Well, that's why we started the podcast, right? We just want people to have access to the information. I think so many people know something's wrong. They don't know what to do next. They don't know where to go. They don't, you know, and I love that Crowd Health is coming alongside so many of us and saying, hey, your choices are determining your metabolic health, and we want to give you a reason to make that better.
Yeah.
It's not just living and feeling better. Yeah, Kristen.
I do have a question that a lot of people have, and I know y'all have addressed this, and we have interviewed a couple that love y'all, and he has cancer, had cancer. I think one thing that people...
One of our members?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
Travis Best.
Oh, Travis.
Yes.
he's doing great.
He's doing great. So they were... Y'all go listen to that episode too. It was really... really good and eye-opening with our awesome healthcare system and hospital here that gave him a misdiagnosis. But
They misdiagnosed like three times.
Oh, it was so bad. But what people get, I think some people get hung up in, they're worried. They even though they want to get out of the insurance company that they're, or the insurance that they're paying for, they're worried like if something... Yeah, we've already talked about catastrophic, like an accident or something like that, but cancer, like things that are long-term, you know, things like how do you do that? And I think some people just have that worry. So how do y'all address that? I think that would be a really good question to answer for people.
Yeah, I mean, we've had dozens of cancer cases. Travis's was one of the worst. I mean, he had pretty aggressive stage 4 melanoma. This is all public, so we're not giving away HIPAA information. Yeah, you talked about it. And so, and we're actually, we did a little documentary on him. So it's like a 6 or 7 minute documentary that we're going to be releasing either later this week or early next week. And so, yeah, we've had dozens of people with cancer. We had a member at MD Anderson a couple weeks ago. And so it's you know, one of those things where we want you to go get the treatment that you need to get to get this resolved. And now, you know, I think a lot of people want to do like magic pixie dust and stuff like that for cancer treatment. So there's got to be some kind of realm of like reasonableness and legitimacy and things like that. But, you know, we allow people to go and do that pretty much whatever way they want to do that. So I think it's important to understand that we now have almost 5 years under our belts. We've had dozens of cancer cases, automobile accidents, NICU babies, several comas. We had a brain hemorrhage. We've had a lot of these things happen. And now that we have, you know, 16,000 people who can help out, those are pretty easily fundable by the community. And I'll be honest with you, when I first started this company back in 2021, you know, you always ask entrepreneurs, like, what keeps you up at night? Like, one of those things could happen when I had 500 or 1,000 customers would have been, you know, a pretty big deal. But now we have 16,000 going on 20 to 25,000 by the end of the year. Like, those things are fairly easy for the community, especially when you're paying cash prices. Right. You know, and I don't know if Travis talked about this, but like what he found is he could get these bills down significantly,
yes,
you know, by just being a cash pay price guy. Right. And so, you know, people think healthcare is so expensive. I was like, yeah, healthcare is really expensive if you're paying through health insurance. It's not nearly as expensive if you're paying as a cash pay patient. And the important part to know about that too, is we want to pay the hospitals a fair price for that procedure or that whatever they're getting done at the hospital. Because if the hospitals need to survive, you know, if we take down all the hospitals, that wouldn't help the system much. They need to survive, but they don't need to be making enough so that their CEO is making $15 million a year, right? They don't need to be making enough so that they can go put a $6 or $7 million ad on Super Bowl. You know, like those are things, like, these are nonprofit organizations, and so they shouldn't have profit. So we're trying to find a price point in which is like, look, it's fair for the member, it's fair for the hospital. They're making money. The member's getting a fair price. Like, and isn't that how we do things, like, generally throughout life? Like, somebody sets a price that they think they can make some money on, and we can accept that price or not accept that price. But in healthcare, it's so like opaque that it's just like they try to hide these things from you, and that's not the way that we operate.
Well, I think people just don't even know that they can do it or ask for it or anything. They just think that that's it. And they don't know that there's even a place for them to argue or question it, you know?
Right.
And this is another thing. But I have to bring this up because we have another friend that was screwed by our healthcare system here. And she went to a larger hospital and she was getting, and it's with cancer. She was taking a medication that was that, I guess, is thousands of dollars a month. Okay. And she went to them and she was like, okay, now I've got to, there was something where she's talking to the lady. I don't know if it's like the administrative assistant or whatever at the front. And she's like, okay, that'll be $8,000. Like, for her to get like one pill once a month. And she was like, and she literally said, no, I think I would rather die. I'm not going to pay that. Well, guess what? Then the lady says, well, do you know about our prescription assistance? You can get it free. Like, right. He's like, well, how would I would known that? Nobody told me. And why? You've got somebody with cancer. Okay. Breast cancer spread to her spine. And she's taking this to survive. Okay. Yeah. And nobody told her. Number one, there's even that option. Number two, nobody told her until she said no. That is absolutely corrupt as you know what, and absolutely ridiculous. So you want to talk about a scam. This is literally what's happening, y'all. This is what's happening.
Well, and that pill, you know, cost the pharmaceutical company 25 cents or something like that to manufacture, you know, and they're trying to sell it for $8,000. We had a member in, I can't remember exactly where it was somewhere in the mountain states, but she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and her medication was $40,000 a month. And so we went to the pharmaceutical company and negotiated directly with them and got it down to $2,500 a month. And so, you know, it's just one of these things where, you know, these health insurance plans have to pay $40,000 a month. Whereas you as an individual, here's the thing that people don't understand. You as an individual have more power within healthcare than some of the largest organizations on the planet. UnitedHealthcare, I think, is the seventh largest company on the planet by revenue. You have more power than UnitedHealthcare to get really good prices and really good healthcare from these doctors and these hospitals. So people need to use it. People need to use that power. So back to power to the people and healthcare, you know, that's really what we need to focus on.
Free markets, right? We've heard a lot about this in the news, like trying to bring free markets to drive costs down, right? Because then you got competition into healthcare again. And Obamacare, my personal opinion, has been an insane disaster. I think I knew it was going to be an insane disaster when Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass the bill in order to read it. And it was passed, you know, in a very shady situation. And personally, and this is just my opinion, I'm really glad that Obama's name has to be on it forever, because I think it will go down in history as one of the biggest disasters of his administration. We're seeing that now. We're seeing that now. Do you mind, Andy? Because I do think there's a lot of, healthcare is complicated. As you said, it's very complicated. Can you just explain what Obamacare did to, because go look at the CEOs of insurance companies, look at what happened to their salaries and their incentives since Obamacare was passed. But can you just explain in the way that I think you can do to the people why Obamacare is challenging and how its impact on what it's done to the average consumer?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're finally getting to a place of all kind of coming to the same conclusion, which is the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare wasn't very affordable.
No.
You know, it's like one of those jokes where if whatever the name of the bill is, it actually does the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite,
right?
100%.
And so I think we're getting to a place, you know, these subsidies that were a part of, I think the rescue plan back in COVID are kind of sunsetting at the end of the year. And so people are seeing massive increases in their, you know, Obamacare plans. And so I think, you know, even the Democrats are basically saying, oh, we got to have these subsidies or people can't afford to get health insurance. It was like, wait, wasn't the Affordable Care Act supposed to change this? Like, you know, what happened? And so there's a couple things going on. A couple of the biggest that I think I'll kind of point out. One is they did this thing where they thought they were super smart. And they were like, you know what? We need to minimize the amount of profit that health insurance plans can make. And from the outside, that's like, yeah, of course, like health insurance plans shouldn't be able to price gouge us and all these kinds of things.
Right.
So what they did is they said that the insurance plans can only make 15% of our premiums as profit. Okay. So if you have $1,000 of premium, you can only make $150. Well, the problem with that is how do you grow your profit from $150, 10% to $165? Well, your premium has to go up. So it has to go from $1,000 to $1,100. And so what happened is it basically forced the insurance plans to want to see healthcare prices go up over time. And so on a macro level, the buyers of healthcare want the prices to go up over time. The sellers of healthcare, these hospital systems, they want the prices to go up. And so you have now the buyer and the seller of a product or the service wanting the price to go up. Right. So you don't need a PhD in economics to figure out if the buyer and the seller both want the price to go up. The price is going up. There's no market forces at all in healthcare. So that's the problem. And that's kind of on the macro level. And then if you think about it on the micro level, they are basically, so if you get $1,000, they have to spend $850 on medical expenses. They have $150 for their administrative and profit. Well, so on a micro level, they're navigating around that 85%. So if medical expenses start to get to 86% or 87%, now that's chewing into their profit. And so they start denying bills and to get them back to that 85%. So on a micro level within the year, they're denying bills to maximize their profit. And so you're screwed on the micro and you're screwed on the macro. And so you're just overall screwed because these insurance plans, you know, are basically navigating their profit at the expense of the end user. So it's, I met this guy like 3 months ago, and his first job out of college was to build a model for a health insurance company to enable them to deny or accept bills based upon what's going on in the capital markets. So, you know, they have this big pool of money that they're getting interest on, they're investing. And so he built a model to say, how do we maximize the amount of money or that we can make off of this float? Because you send all your money into an insurance company, they got to hold this big pool of money. And so there's all these perverse incentives that are going on within healthcare that is pro-profit, big companies, and anti the little guy. And so that's why we set up our system. So it's like, look, you pay us, you know, a subscription fee, basically. You know, and so I want to drive your prices down, not up. Because if my price is lower, I can get more people to join, right? Yeah. I make more money. And so you want to get in bed with a company where they make more money when you are healthy and not make more money when you're sick. Like, that's the challenge. And so that's what Obamacare did, is it totally flipped that on its head so that these insurance companies actually want prices to go up. Mm-hmm. The other thing real quick, and I'll be quick because I know we have a few more minutes, but a bunch of the things that we were paying for directly, Obamacare said now that the health insurance plans have to pay for them. And so what happens when you're not paying for something directly? You don't care what the price is, right? Mm. You're going, you know, grocery shopping with somebody else's credit card, right?
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, time and time again, you're seeing these services that have been declining in price over the years. As soon as Obamacare came into effect, they started going back up again. And whether you agree, I'm using an example, and whether you agree with it or not, you know, it doesn't matter, but it's just to make the point. Birth control for the decade before Obamacare was going down like this. And then Obamacare said, health insurance plans, you have to pay for it. And immediately, like literally the year in which it was enacted, birth control prices went way up again. So it's market forces that, you know, enable us to keep these prices down. And Obamacare totally destroyed that.
Yeah, which is why we have to reverse course. And we have to change things. And I think, you know, the way Chris and Amy and I, we talk about this all the time. Like, we're trying to help co-create a new system for us all to live in, because we're not going to wait on our government to create it for us, because they have a track record of not creating good ones. And so we want to create, you know, as long as we have the freedom, like you said, to choose and to seek out these options. But I think the hardest part of escaping the broken system, Andy, is the mindset of all of us, where we are trained to believe we need, I mean, people will choose jobs based on their health insurance.
Yeah.
That's what a priority it is for some people, right?
Or stay in their jobs because of health insurance, even though they hate it.
They hate their jobs, but their benefits have them handcuffed to the company. So if we can help people understand, it's like in The Wizard of Oz, you always had the power, my dear. Like, when you recognize, hold on, you're only trapped by the way you see it. You're trapped by the mentality and really by the culture that is. Listen, when I started telling moms, you know, if your child's healthy, your pediatric visit doesn't have to be a well visit. Like, you could just... you can get your child looked at in a way different way that doesn't trap you into the vaccine schedule, you know?
Right.
But moms were so afraid to choose differently because it was like, what, I don't take my kid to the doctor? Like, what kind of parent am I? You know what I'm saying? When we can finally like go, hold on. We don't have to do it the way we've always done it. Then we're empowered to go choose differently. And I think that's why Crowd Health, one of the reasons, other than you've created an amazing company and community, it's that it's blowing up because people are going, hold on. I do have options.
You can choose differently. I think that's the key statement. Choose differently. You know, just to give you a little like insight into our community, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago, I was looking at the data and we had 16 babies born at Crown Health, and 15 of the 16 were not born in a hospital. Our members are like choosing differently. And I'm not ripping on hospital visits at all. It's a personal choice, but it's just like, we're just telling you what our community is like. We're like, we want to choose a different way of doing this. And I'm all for it. I'm all for choosing a different way. I mean, it's your healthcare, it's your body. You should be able to like choose what kind of healthcare that you want, as opposed to what the health insurance plan wants you to do. So, you know, what I say to these people too, is like, look, I kind of joke, you know, you work for whoever pays you. and the doctors are ultimately paid by the health insurance companies, which means you have an insurance company, a government, oftentimes your company is in between you and your doctor all making the decisions. And like when you pay your doctor directly, it's now between you and your doctor. There's nobody else kind of telling you what you can or cannot do. And so I think you're getting better healthcare as a result. Yeah. And the other thing I would say too is the very good doctors out there are ditching the health insurance companies already.
Yes,
so I think the best doctors in the world over the next decade are all going to transition to cash pay because they can.
Yep.
And so we are enabling our members to have access to the best doctors in the world because they're all going cash pay.
Yep.
And you're not going to have access to them through an insurance company. And I think you're going to see more and more of that over the next 5 to 10 years, maybe even sooner, because I think it's accelerating pretty quickly.
Yeah, because when you said choose differently, not just us choose differently, but if you're with a doctor and the doctor knows that you're self-pay and they're not tied by the insurance company, they're going to choose differently in how they treat you and their recommendations, and they're probably going to listen. They may listen a little more, or they may go the extra mile. I don't know.
I think they do.
And then also, you know, when you do choose and you choose something like CrowdHealth, like if you're going to choose to do a crowdfunding system, don't you want to be funding healthy people? Because you won't have to fund them that much.
Yeah. But that's
right. You know, if you're encouraged to be healthy, then that's right. All, you know, that's great. That's what I love about CrowdHealth too. So
you just fund people falling down hills while they're skiing, apparently.
Yes. I mean, don't get the moms with the boys.
Knox, we're going to have to take Knox. Knox is an outlier. He's an outlier.
But also, the more people, so we want everybody to share this. Like, we want y'all to just at least know this. And I can tell you, like, it's crazy because something must be happening. Just like you said, I've probably gotten 4 texts just in the past couple of weeks. What was that? Was it CrowdHealth? Can you send me some more information on that?
And
it's weird, like a cluster of random people have been asking me. Yeah. So I've sent our old episode and some of this stuff, a lot of this information, but they've heard us talk about it. We talk about it on, you know, we have an ad on our podcast every time, because if you use our code, just think, you will get a three month discount. So that's huge. It's 3 months for $99, right?
Three months, $99 per month. And it's somewhere between 30% and 40% off. So it's worth it. And it's like one of those things where you can join whenever you want. You can leave whenever you want. So we don't have these stupid open enrollment things, which, you know, all of our members are not really thinking about open enrollment. They don't have to because there's no open enrollment season for us, which is pretty awesome. And so try it for $99. See if you like it. If you don't, hey, it's $99. You know, if you do, then you're going to save. My family saves somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 a year. I think, you know, I saw one the other day that was $5,600 a month for a family of 5.
I saw that. I saw someone was putting it out and I was like, that is not affordable for the vast majority of Americans.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And especially for families, thank God, like ours are, you know, we only have the like falling down the hill skiing. Thank God. Like, you know, if you're not really having to see a doctor often, what are you even paying that
for? What are you paying for? Yeah.
You know,
but also you got to think, if you're paying a smaller amount, it's usually a higher deductible. So if something does happen, you still have to pay that deductible.
Yep.
Whereas with this, you're paying less anyway than almost every insurance company. Yep. And if something like that happens, you're only paying $500.
That's right.
Right. So you really are saving money.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have to go. You guys have to go check out CrowdHealth. We always link it as Kristen was saying. But also it's joincrowdhealth.org. Wait, what is the website again? Did I get that?
Joincrowdhealth.com.
Right?
And it takes, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to sign up. So it's super, super easy. And then join CrowdHealth or all of our social media platforms. We get kind of spicy, kind of sassy. So come and hang out with us.
We're like, bring it on.
Yeah, we're so here for the spike. But guys, go check it out and just trust us when we say, and listen, what's so great is that Andy's team will talk to you and they'll talk you through every question, every concern you have. And the best thing we can tell you is it's worth the phone call. It's worth the reach out I think once people's minds can open to the possibilities, like they can change the picture of what it looks like. Their insurance looks like forever and for the better. So go check it out, guys. Andy, thank you. Always a pleasure. I know you got to take
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
See you.